This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Yo, head.
Yo, what up, D?
Let's do this.
Y'all ready to do this, yo?
Let's talk about prayer.
More than friends,
all I want to die for.
Love.
Hello, I'm Malcolm Lauberdang, City Councilman for District 1 and number 105 on your runoff ballot. I'm encouraging everyone to get out and vote. Races are decided by those who show up and vote. Early voting is currently going on now at the Rapides Parish Courthouse and will end on November 28th. If you cannot early vote, you will be allowed to vote on December 5th at your local precinct. Remember, please get out and vote. Voting is your voice.
This PSA is being brought to you by Malcolm Lauberdang, candidate for District 1.
Hello, this is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Thursday weather forecast in Shreveport. Look for cloudy conditions with a high at 50 and an overnight low at 37. Monroe has a 60% chance of rain with a high at 53 and an overnight low at a cool 38. Lake Charles will have morning showers, high temperature at 57, overnight low at 41. There's a 60% chance of rain in Natchez, Mississippi, with a high temperature at 56, overnight low at 38. And here in the Central City, showers are in the forecast. High temperature at 56. There's a 60% chance of rain, overnight low at 38. And that's a look at your Thursday weather. I'm Wade Hampton.
Hello, I'm Cynthia Perry, concerned citizen and candidate for City Council District 3. I'm a wife, a mother of two young ladies, and the grandmother of two little boys. I have lived in the Woodside area my entire life and raised my daughters with dignity and taught them to be respectful of all people, especially the elderly of this community. I want to continue to see District 3 grow economically. I want families to once again feel safe and to have pride in our community. My family and I have served 14 years feeding the community every Thanksgiving holiday. I've served faithfully as a president of a local neighborhood group because I care about the people in the community I live in. Remember, November 20th through 28th is early voting, and the runoff election is December the 5th. Voting shows that we care and are taking control of our future in our community.
This public service announcement is brought to you by concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Council District 3, Cynthia Perry, a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJO.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Give Doug William a hand as he comes.
How many of you out here tonight really thank the Lord for being alive tonight? Listen here.
Put your hand together.
A living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, y'all. But Lord, you let me live on.
Been me.
It could have been me.
Yeah, I know. hand to see you. Wave your hand.
Wave your hand.
Wave your hand. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good.
You've been good.
Yes, yes,
yes. Hey, I'm alive.
I'm still alive.
Oh, oh.
I thank the Lord. I'm still alive.
One more time. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Hey.
I'm thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm still alive.
One more time.
Oh.
One more time.
Oh,
one more time.
Don't be a soldier for God. Living in the spirit, recognizing the truth. Stay fast in the word and he will abide in you. Why every time I look around, I'm always going through this. Why every time I look up, I'm always going through this. And I seen a man die, and I seen a man cry, and I seen a man lie, and I seen a man try to raise his family and loved ones in the midst of the struggle. But all he faces trouble, but God still love him. It's plain to see, you can't change me, cause I'm a rep Christ for life. Yeah, I'm plain to see, you can't change me, cause I'm a rep Christ for life. Come on, it's plain to see, you can't change me, cause I'm a rep Christ for life. Come on, it's plain to see, you can't change me, cause I'm a rep Christ for life. Yeah.
And it's time to move Alexandria forward. I've invested my entire life in this community, and I know we have the resources to improve our city. I believe in small business owners and economic development. I believe in equality. I want to see our city council work with all the residents of Alexandria, and I have the experience to facilitate growth.
Concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Council at Large, Lee Rubin, is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to Louisiana Medicaid recipients with diabetes, such as Louisiana Healthcare Connections. You will be able to get more details at 318-469-0709 and at the toll-free number 800-988-7448. Or online at LouisianaExpressPharmacy.com, on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube at Diabetes Depot. Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. The coronavirus care packages are brought to you by Louisiana Express Pharmacy, a sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Wherever you are, I want to be.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cut. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cut. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO FM.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You know, Spanky?
Yes, sir.
It's Christmas time again. You know, everybody's looking for monetary things, but you know what? I got my life, I got my health, and I got my strength. I got my family too, boy. I want you to gather around the macaron with me and help me sing my Christmas testimony. When I got up early this morning, I looked around my home. All of my family was doing well. There was nothing wrong. There was food on my table, a roof over my head. I lifted up my hands and said, Lord, I know I've been blessed. Lord,
you gave me what I wanted.
What I wanted.
Come on, Spike, we gotta go, man.
And it will not stop, man.
Man, Kel Trotter.
Thank you.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.